What is going on, everybody? Okay, a little hiccup there. This is Bax coming to you from Irate Minority. Good to be back on the air here. It's been about 2 years. Some of you, if anyone out there is listening, I see we have a caller already. They remember Front Row at the Freak Show. It was a show I did with Crafty and the Atomizer. Haven't talked to them in a while. They're both pretty active. Crafty's still posting on YouTube, and the Atomizer is alive and well on Twitter, battling regularly with the masses. You can find him on Twitter at The Preacher, I believe. And Crafty is on YouTube. I'm not really sure what he's under. The Front Row Atheist, I believe. So if you're interested in atheism, both of those guys are into that quite a bit. So let's get this started. Let's go to our caller, because I really don't have a whole lot lined up here. Just kind of seeing if the audio is working, what's going on. So let's go to 740. Are you here? Let's click this live. What's up, 740? Are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So, who am I talking with this evening?
This is JC. I'm from Ohio.
JC in Ohio. Nice to talk to you, JC. So, do you have anything on your mind tonight?
Well, being your first show, why don't you pick something to talk about tonight?
Well, we
just
get to
get back on the air.
Fair enough. So, typically, when I was doing the Front Row, we would kind of stick to topics that were in the media with a focus on, you know, alternative viewpoints, because I'm not sure how you feel about our current media, and that not only goes for talk show media, CNN, Fox News, the 24-hour news networks, but also, I mean, even social media, Facebook, Twitter, stuff like that. It tends to be my belief that a lot of this stuff is scripted and designed to sort of paint a narrative for people to follow, kind of get people in a certain mindset. And what are your thoughts on that? What do you think about our current media? And then you can pick one, or you can address all of them. I mean, you know, whatever you think.
What are my thoughts on current media? Well, you know, when it comes to the mainstream media, especially CNN, Fox News, all the big names, you know, they're owned by so many different people, and they want to push particular agendas. So you never really know what kind of news you're going to get. You're going to get whatever the CEO of whatever company thinks is important at the time. And
That's a valid point, JC. I believe currently we are at 6 corporations who own and operate all mainstream media, and that includes your major networks, Fox, you know, CBS, NBC, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are 6 separate corporations, and I may be wrong, it may be 7, could be 8. I haven't really studied up on that since college, but yeah, you're absolutely right, and we can expect a little, right? I mean, we know that if we watch Fox News, it's typically a right-leaning or conservative Republican slant, if you will, as opposed to CNN, which is more liberal, left-leaning, Democratic. How do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, I, from what I've noticed, most people choose what news they watch based on their political views, and you know, like you said, the right usually goes with Fox News and the left with CNN or MSNBC. And, you know, I think they pander to that a lot, just to basically tell them, tell people what they want to hear on those particular news stations.
I don't disagree with you. And I think part of the problem that we see are – okay, so most of the population, and we're let's you know stick to the American continent here. We all work, you know, that's life, and we are trained, you know, from cradle to the grave, so to speak, that it is not only your duty and responsibility as an American to go to work and provide for your family, which I don't entirely disagree with, but this check to check, go out and bust your hump every day of your life is part of the education. And, you know, when I go out and I work 40 plus hours a week and I come home and I want to watch the news, I want to see what's going on, that leaves me very little time to go and research these stories that I hear and research this information to validate it and make sure that it's, you know, not total BS that I'm tuned in. And I think when people watch these stations that are closer to their political leanings or their ideas or views on the world, it's kind of the self-fulfilling news story. Like, this is what I believe. This is what I'm hearing. It sounds good to me.
Right. That's a good assumption.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't be too upset with people, you know, because they want to watch the news that lines up with their worldview. That's okay. You know, that's okay to find things that fit into your worldview that you agree with. I mean, that's part of freedom, right? I mean, the hope is that anyone who lives here or immigrates here or, you know, we won't get into that too much, but, you know, that you can come to America and you can find a group of people, no matter what your belief, that you can fit into a group. And I think that's a good thing, but I think when you start to develop a normalcy bias, when you start to think everything is as it should be, or, you know, things that I view, like if I watch Fox News and these things fit into my worldview, well, they're okay. And I think that part of the problem going on now, and I'd be curious to hear your opinion on this as well, and if anybody else out there, you know, wants to call in, the number is 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. I think that we have a problem because discussion has devolved into argument and sensationalist journalism. And, you know, then, of course, we bleed over into the fake news, as President Trump has so candidly tweeted about. You know, he's not entirely wrong, but, you know, as a par for the course with President Trump, he's kind of shot off at the mouth without having a lot of facts and things to back up what he says. I mean, he may have them, I don't know, but he's not willing to divulge that information.
His one and only objective is to make sure he looks good. You know, I think that's where a lot of that comes from.
Well, there was a doctor, I believe it was the Mayo Clinic. I'm not sure on this. Somebody out there may know. I'm not sure you may know. They diagnosed President Trump as a malignant narcissist, which... you know, hey, this guy obviously thinks a lot about himself. I mean, you know, anytime it seems like a topic's brought up, he's like, oh, well, I'm the greatest on that. I know everything about that. It's disturbing a little bit. Forgive my impression. Sorry. let me ask you this. How do you feel about, let's say, okay, question A, how do you feel about the president tweeting, and not just him, any president tweeting, the amount of tweets, and then question B, what he's been tweeting?
About him tweeting. You know, I don't really know how I feel about that. At first, I guess I thought, you know, this is kind of childish, really. Like, you know, I don't really tweet myself, so I guess I'm not up on it as much as I should be, but it just seems, I always kind of assumed that was something that teenage kids did, and to see our president doing that, it kind of gives me the impression that maybe he's not as mature as he should be.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Now, what about the content of some of his tweets? We have a whole lot of tweets to choose from here. And let me ask you this while I'm actually looking up some of these gems. Am I coming through your speakers on your computer? Is that broadcasting?
Well, I got a pair of headphones on, but yeah, I believe you are.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So let's look up some Trump tweets here. And Bill Maher, I don't know who out there is fans of Bill Maher, but Bill Maher has done some just fantastic coverage of President Trump's tweets. Okay. Arianna Huff is unattractive both inside and out. I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man. He made a good decision.
I've not seen that one, but oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's go ahead.
But that doesn't seem in the least important to me. You know, if there's a world leader that is worried about something like that, I mean, you know, anything that you would consider, I guess, pop culture, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's the president. It's not really important. I think maybe he needs to, what can I say? Maybe he needs to focus on something else. Anything else for that matter.
Okay. So let's look at the wire, the infamous wiretap tweet.
Okay.
So I wrote a very brief, and if anybody's interested, I do have a website for Irate Minority. It is www.irateminority.net. I have started writing some blogs. It's very early on here. So if anybody's interested, I am starting up a blog. You can find us at Twitter at @IrateMinority_. And you can also find a Facebook page for Irate Minority. So this tweet, terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. So, we have a president who... Go ahead.
He's kind of... It's like he's controlling the news cycle, like a chess master. You know, this is what he wants people to hear. So, I mean, that's what I'm getting from that. You know, there's been no evidence whatsoever to prove it yet. I mean, you know, substantial evidence, or not substantial evidence.
Verified, accurate.
Well, none of the above.
Right. Well, okay, so from everything that I've read, Trump is a big fan of news, which is fine. I mean, you know, but as we've already discussed, when you watch the mainstream news, I think we all have a responsibility here to research and study and verify. And maybe that was the word you're looking for, a verified source.
Yeah.
You know, and from everything that I have seen, President Trump got this information from a Breitbart article. And Breitbart is a right-leaning conservative website. And the article that I read looked to me to be a bunch of different stories pulled from different websites. And there very well may have been a FISA order for information gathering from his computer, which now we have the alleged Russian bank connection. And from what I can see, that is the only accurate part of this. And that even hasn't been verified because he hasn't requested the information through any official channels. So
well,
my concern is that we have a president.
His...
Go ahead.
I said he had, from what I'd heard, that he had asked his aide to find the president. I mean, to find that, sorry, to find the evidence. You know, to back up something that he already claimed he knew had happened.
Yeah, and then we have Sean Spicer in front of everyone saying, "Well, you know, we believe," and I'm paraphrasing here, but yes, you know, President Trump has every reason to believe this from what he has read. Not verifying it, not saying they believe it. It's just kind of, you know, covering the president's ass, if you will. You know,
right.
And you know, I'm not a big anti-Trump guy. You know, I'm not a pro-Trump guy either. But my concern is how this type of action is not only perceived by Americans, but perceived by the world. Somebody pointed out today, I believe I was watching CNN, and they were saying that, you know, if the president's going to say this, going to throw out this accusation without bringing forth any proof, then what are we going to think when a year down the road, 6 months down the road, tomorrow, he says, oh, Iran's messing up on their nuclear deal, and they've got missiles pointed at America. Do they? You know, is this
true,
or is this our president tweeting off at the mouth, so to speak? And I think that is a really valid concern, you know, when it comes to the highest office in our country, so to speak.
Sure, it would rock the country if that was the case.
Absolutely. And okay, so let's move on. Let's jump a topic here. So, what do you think about? I don't want to just say Democrats or liberals, but there is a significant portion of the country, and it is a lot of the younger demographic I've noticed, who are vehemently against President Trump. And they have a lot to say about him and that he's, you know, hashtag not my president. He needs to be impeached. You know, there's a lot of friction right now between people who support President Trump and people who don't. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, I myself am not left or right. I kind of just, whatever I think to be the right thing to do, then that's what I do. Or whatever I see to be the most positive thing that can come from it, politically speaking, I guess that's what side I'm on. But now, with especially like you were saying, the younger Democrats, you know, I see before now, you know, it was nonviolent this, nonviolent that, you know, no guns, no nothing, no violence whatsoever. And now it seems like since they've taken in the streets, it's just constant violence with especially when it comes to these. I mean, if you've seen any YouTube videos, you'd see. I mean, I know that the police kind of instigated a lot, but nonetheless, I mean, it's completely opposing views than they once had. And it seems like they're just doing this because they don't like Trump. And if that's the case, they're kind of just hurting their argument when it comes to something like that. And, you know, I don't really know how they could – if this was their views before, I don't understand how they can agree with that now.
Right, and let me go ahead and throw out the number here again. We're running on the last 10 minutes of the show. The number is 619-924-9819. That's 619-924-9819. Got about 10 minutes left. If anybody wants to call in, please do. So part of the problem here, from what I'm hearing you say, is that if we're going to protest and we're going to come out and say, I don't believe in what you're doing, I think what you're doing is wrong, that it needs to be done in the right way. And a lot of people are saying that the Democrats in particular, and I'm not, you know, confusing everyone who is, I apologize, there's some weird kid toy going off in the background here. part of the problem here is Democrats and, you know, people in the media are responding to Trump's victory the exact way they forecasted the Republicans had he lost. And, you know, then we have civil unrest. Some of it is becoming violent. And, you know, how are we to take anyone seriously when you go out and you riot and you are committing crimes and causing problems? Now, is this a systemic issue? Is this basically years and years of problems boiled over now because there is a focal point at the head of our country? Or, you know, are people just looking for a reason to get out and raise hell because they're unhappy with what happened? I don't know. I do know it's causing a problem.
A lot of the problem is they're just misinformed. Low-information voters or the selfish, I want mine voters, you know. You know, I'm not saying that all Democrats are that way, but I think that's a big part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, that argument has been raised. We have a part of the population who is uninformed. They listen to, you know, their radio show, TV show, and it's basically, you know, my viewpoint a la carte. I will pick and choose, and what I hear I will regurgitate, and if I see other people acting out a certain way, I'm going to do the same. And they don't research, and they don't find out fact, and they don't, you know, go out and do what's necessary to provide a valid argument. You know, and I think that is true to a certain extent. I would hope it's not a problem with everyone who's out there. You know, I don't think that it is, but is it a growing issue? Maybe.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I see YouTube videos all the time, and I know YouTube probably isn't the best source for news, but and especially, you know, I see the right, they'll kind of pick and choose what they want to put in these videos that will show exactly how misinformed some of the left is. But they make it look like, okay, I've seen one video in particular that they were talking about the wall, and there it was a bunch of Mexican Americans that were marching. You know, a lot of these people, they didn't speak English well anyway, and you know, there was clips of them asking, you know, what, you know, why don't you want to build the wall? And there was even a few people that were like, you know, just yay Mexicans, and that's basically all they got out of them. And you know, that made them look real stupid. I don't know how accurate that information is. But if it is, then, I mean, we're in a damn world of trouble if that is the case.
You're right. And you know, and I think it's a valid point to say that, you know, for example, I live in Appalachia, and if you're in Ohio, in close to Ironton, South Point, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, you're in Appalachia as well. Now, I know that when we go and see there was a tornado or a huge hailstorm or some kind of natural disaster or a house burned down, it seems like they always go and pick the person with the least amount of teeth and the least amount of clothes and put them on the news. And it, people need to realize that. So when you look at the rioting that was going on in the past 5 or 6 years, and they go into inner cities, like in Boston, and they show these race riots, or, you know, they show a lot of the African Americans or Latinos, Mexican Americans, and they show this clip of these people, but you can't tell me there's not angry white people out there as well. And I think, you know, we get an inaccurate view of who is out here, who is protesting, what's going on. And, you know, it's the sensationalist, oh, you know, let's go ahead and put these people in a category. Oh, it's this type of people. They're mad because of this. When I think part of the actual problem here is the state that our country's in economically. Because it's all fine and good to see our president's ridiculous tweets and monitor the size of Kim Kardashian's ass, but that all takes away from the actual problem of where our country's headed economically. Because if the middle class keeps getting squeezed out and people are not able to get health insurance, and I don't know if this new plan, it doesn't seem to be a very good one, because I wasn't all for Obamacare, I'll be honest with you, but I thought it was a good idea. I think there needed to be changes, improvements maybe, but this turd that Congress is trying to shove down our throats, and now it's not the Affordable Care Act, it's the American Care Act. Like, what are they trying to pull? I mean, this is the biggest load. And then you have these pom-pom-wielding Republicans who are saying, no, this isn't good enough. Let's not just make it better. Let's take the whole thing away and make it something different. You know, I have really valid concerns that they've had, what, 7 years to have all of this in line and ready to go for when they got their chance. And here we are, you know, almost at the finish line, and they're coming up with this half-finished legislation that doesn't compensate the American public who doesn't have insurance or who is benefiting from Obamacare. And I don't see how that's better. You know, I think we got about 2 minutes here, so final thought. Go ahead.
Sometimes I wonder if they expected that it would never come to fruition during his presidency at all.
It's quite possible, JC. I mean, there are times that I honestly believe President Trump did not believe he was going to gain the presidency. I mean, it's just, we're at a time in our country that's very confusing and it's very divisive, and we have got to be very careful in the way that we approach our future. JC, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I definitely appreciate you calling in to the first episode for Irate Minority.
Thanks for having me.
You enjoyed it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and, you know,
love the old show. I'm glad to see you're back on.
I appreciate that. So we're going to try and do this every week, and if I can, you know, get more listeners, if people are enjoying it, then I'll probably, you know, open it up to a 2-hour show. So, you know, thanks again for calling, and you have a great evening.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we're coming up on the last minute here, and if you're out there listening, definitely appreciate, you know, your support. It's been a long time since I've been on the air, so I'm sure this wasn't the best show. I didn't have a whole lot prepared, so I do apologize for that. Basically just wanting to see if the audio was working, if people were able to tune in. So I definitely appreciate JC making the effort here, coming on the show, giving us a call. In the future, I will definitely, as I said, try to create a 2-hour show. I'll have guests on regularly, and I will definitely address different topics. I'll be well prepared. And I encourage everyone out there to visit the website. That's www.irateminority.net. You can find us on Twitter at @_irateminority_. And you can also find us on YouTube at Irate Minority. And you can find us on Facebook, Irate Minority as well. So I encourage you to keep checking back. They're all under construction. I am a little new at all this, so I'm definitely going to keep updating it, making it better, newer content. And, you know, I definitely appreciate everybody's support. Comment, let me know what you think. If you have any ideas or you're interested in being a guest, you have something that you'd like to say, definitely keep on the lookout for everything new. This is Brian with Irate Minority, and thank you all. Have a great night.